Yesterday, we had the news that events were happening pretty quickly at Vauxhall, which means life in Vauxhall has gone from this.
I'm surrounded by hundreds of workers, and you can probably hear them now, all cheering, all as Toby said, in defiance. You may be able to hear the whistles, people are shouting Judas. I've just been told that Nick Riley, again, for the umpteenth time this morning, has been described as a Judas.
Steve, can you talk to a couple of the workers? You talk to them live, see what they've got to say.
OK, let me put one of the workers on the line to you now. Sir, you're speaking to John Gaunt. Explain why you're here.
Good morning. Why are you protesting?
Well, we're protesting at the way we've been treated. We can have 6 years' worth of work, and all of a sudden, you'll be lucky if it's 6 months. And right now, we're left hanging, waiting to see what's going to happen to our futures, our children's futures.
Some 10 or so years ago. Now, quickly fast forward to today and this.
It was a very different day 10 or 11 years ago because there was a good plant here too, but it just caught up in various circumstances that meant that it meant getting closed. So I'm glad to be able to put a little back into Luton. Yeah. Typically, vehicles like this have a refresh halfway through their life, and their life is anything from 10 to 12 years, so a long time.
Well, first you heard the reaction to the closure of the Vauxhall plant in Luton in December 2000, and contrast that with Nick Riley, the president of GM Europe, talking about Vauxhall's decision to build the new generation Vivaro van in Luton after 2013. And there had, of course, been uncertainty about whether production would stay in the UK or move to France. But yesterday afternoon, he announced that the plant's future was secure.
Well, obviously, they've proved themselves, over the last few years, building the current Vivaro van, and have done a very good job. Their productivity has improved, their quality is excellent, the vehicle is doing very well in the marketplace. But in today's automotive industry, it's very, very competitive, and so one looks at alternatives and sees what can be done elsewhere. But I'm very pleased to say that the right business decision is to continue to build the next generation here in Luton.
Well, although the Vivaro stays, production of the Renault Trafic, which is also made in Luton, goes to France after 2013.
That's right. They're going to build their whole requirement in France, but our forecasts for sales of the next generation are approximately the same as Luton is building today, including the few Renaults that they build today. So actually, same volume, same number of jobs.
Well, reacting to the news, Luton South Labour MP Gavin Shuker said he was delighted and that this was a sign of growing confidence in the local economy.
Well, it's very important that we secure the existing businesses we have in Luton, but look at groups such as the Express Group newspapers moving up to Luton and others as well. It's clear that Luton is an area which is growing, even in a time of difficulty for families and for people in work. The great news about today is it secures the jobs of many hundreds of people in my constituency, which I'm really pleased about.
And Mark Prisk, the MP for Hertford and Stortford and Minister for Trade and Investment, said workers at the plant could breathe a sigh of relief.
I think it is encouraging for Luton and elsewhere. I think the important point is that this is a real vote of confidence for the workforce. I know they've had a real anxiety about this issue over the last year or so. And the fact that the new generation of Vivaros are going to be built at Luton is great news. So I think that's great news locally, but there is a bigger picture here coming. To me, it comes a day after the budget, and that suggests to me that actually business have got confidence in the UK. And whilst no one's going to deny there are difficulties and problems, nevertheless, I think there are also grounds for cautious optimism.
Well, later in the programme, we're going to be speaking to the Unite Union and also the local council to find out, obviously, their reaction, which we can probably predict what their reaction will be. We'll find out what they think might be able to be learned from this to get Britain manufacturing once again. Harry's on the line. Morning to you, Harry.
Good morning.
What do you think we can learn from this, if anything? What went wrong with our manufacturing industry? And is this a sign we can still do it?
Of course we can. We just got to kick the unions out. I mean, Luton was notorious for people sleeping at night and couldn't get the sack. Go down Wales and try and get a job in the private mines now. The first thing they ask you, are you in the union? If you say up the road, mate, we don't want you. You're here to work. We don't need the unions unless they have moved up and got real big time.
Do you think unions have no role to play in a modern workforce at all?
They do have a role, but they've got to behave themselves and they've got to behave like owners. You don't see the unions buying up old, broken companies and just to give their members a job, do you?
So what they need to do is they need to almost share the same